a very big sporting event coming to the Valley.
And our next guest is a big reason why.
A big reason why. The president and CEO of the 2024 Men's Final Four Host Committee, Jay Perry, is with us in studio here during Newsmakers Week. Jay, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Great to be here and love to talk about the Final Four.
Let's start here on the countdown. I know you know the exact number. How many days?
You probably know the minutes, right?
We are 44 days away from tip-off of the semifinals at State Farm Stadium on April 6th. It is right here on my home screen. I've got my countdown clock. I'm
Look
showing you guys. There
it.
We
Look
go. 44.
They put up similar clocks for I think they did it the first time the Final Four was here. They put them up in the airport, didn't they?
They did, and we did it for Super Bowl, and we've got another one up there in Terminal 4, and literally not a week goes by when people say, hey, I was in the airport, and I was coming home, and I saw the countdown clock.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard that from Coach Hurley at ASU. I've heard it from a lot of different people.
Now you've done many Super Bowls. We've done one Final Four already in Glendale. What's the difference in preparing for each of those two big events? How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, first, we have a great team in Arizona that knows how to roll out the red carpet for these major events, right? Our elected officials, our business leaders, our Native American leaders, our volunteers, our tourism industry, like, we know how to do this. What I would say the difference is with the men's Final Four, we're hosting four fan bases from around the country, right? So we're going to have four teams in here. We're going to see them come and descend on Phoenix and in Glendale come early April. And so just those four fan bases. And then also, this is a collegiate activity, right? This is a collegiate competition. And I mean, there's nothing more beloved than March Madness.
Yeah.
I mean, right? We are just on the cusp of the greatest month of the year.
Dan mentioned it, your experience with the Super Bowl host committee. We have had the Final Four here in 2017, but you were not part of that committee. I'm wondering, in your experience, your maiden voyage in this role, Jay, how much was learned from the first experience? And I got to attend the Monday championship game and saw the crowd, and it was, you know, a very positive experience. But what was learned? What are you applying from that experience to this year's Final Four?
Sure. I mean, the event in 2017 was a huge success. I mean, the NCAA say they're pleased with it. The market was incredibly pleased with it. $324 million in economic impact that weekend, as well as so many programs that we gave back to the community. So we have a great roadmap from that success in 2017. So our goal with 2024 is, how do we elevate it, right? How do we make sure we get more of our locals involved? And so there are so many events surrounding Final Four weekend. There's something for everyone, and we want to make sure we've got free events and low-cost events, and that there's just a ton of excitement and involvement around it.
Yeah, and then and also getting a younger, more collegiate-driven kind of crowd. You need to have those interactive stuff, the basketball hoops and all that kind of stuff. I remember the first Super Bowl, downtown Phoenix wasn't what it is now. It was much less, and it probably affected the experience for some. Your thoughts on how you make it all work, where you get an event in Glendale, then you've got an epicenter in Phoenix, and then you got party time in Old Town, how it is all connected.
Exactly. I mean, it is such a regional effort, and what's great about our region is each one of these areas, Glendale, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Peoria, Avondale, they all have their own personality, and we love to expose our visitors, and we expect about 80,000 visitors to come to the Valley for Final Four. We want to expose them, but it's also a way to introduce our locals, right, from around the state. Someone from Glendale is going to come to downtown Phoenix to Fan Fest, or somebody from Scottsdale is going to go out to the tailgate at Glendale State Farm Stadium. So there's just a lot of kind of, you know, I think cross intersection of all these folks.
Right. Talking with President and CEO of the 2024 Men's Final Four Host Committee, Jay Perry, on Newsmakers Week. And you mentioned, a lot of people will be coming here and a lot of people want to be a part of the event. Not everybody's going to be a part of the basketball at State Farm Stadium. You mentioned the free events, the outside events. Tell us about some of those that people can get involved in.
Sure. So starting on April 5th, that Friday, I mean, it's a four-day celebration for our community. And so we will have Reese's Final Four Friday at State Farm Stadium. That's a free event. You can come down and see the four teams that are participating practice. Open practice, fan interaction, as you said, Dan, the tailgate area will be activated, you know, giveaways, autographs. I mean, all sorts of things are going to be happening at the on that Friday. And then we roll into the Fan Fest at Phoenix Convention Center, and that is super interactive. Again, photos, autographs, ways for kids to participate, families, our snowbirds would love it. And that is a low-cost ticket, and that goes on for 4 days as well. And then the Music Fest is at Hance Park. And so we'll see, you know, all of our Valley residents and locals and visitors come on down to Hance Park for what's going to be A-level talent. And I can't sneak peek you guys today. I know you want to know. But in early April, those acts will be announced, and we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
Right?
All right, now the Final Four Dribble event, this is a really cool concept, right? Where
so cool.
You're just getting hundreds, if not thousands, of kids dribbling basketballs through the streets of downtown Phoenix on the Sunday in between the semis and the championship game, right?
Exactly. And so we are right now taking registrations. It's free. You just have to be 18 years of age or younger. You get a free basketball, a free t-shirt. You come down on Sunday. You dribble the ball about 0.7 miles through the streets of Phoenix, end up at Fan Fest, and
get
free entry into Fan Fest. I mean, it's a sight to behold. I think it's going to be one of my favorite events.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine if I were less than 8, I'd be all over that back in the day. That's the kind of thing that, I mean, who wouldn't want to dribble a basketball through streets of downtown?
I mean, who wouldn't?
The streets are roped off, closed off, and you're like, you're suddenly like a Harlem Globetrotter.
So, you're still very youthful looking, Vic. I think you're going to pull this off.
Yeah, right.
He's got
I'm 18.
He's got the hair for it.
I got the hair for it. That's about it.
So I have to put in a plug. Go to PhoenixFinal4.com and sign up today. Sign your
there
kids
you
up.
Yeah.
You get to go with them, right, as their parent or their guardian. It's really going to be an incredible event.
When I read about it, I'm like, that's a really cool event. I can't imagine a parent and a kid and a child who wouldn't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know. So you don't even have to bring your own basketball.
No. You pick it up there. Again, you're going to get a free t-shirt. There's not a better offer in town.
No, it's pretty good.
Jay, you mentioned the economic impact last time around in 2017, over $324 million for a weekend, which is an amazing impact. And I assume the numbers are going to be north of that this time around. But also, I wanted to ask you about the charitable side of things and the impact that the Final Four can bring to the local communities on that front.
You know, as a local organizing committee, we do have many goals for the men's Final Four. Certainly one is generating that economic impact, which happens through tourism as well as economic development and bringing businesses to the Valley when we can just showcase Arizona and everything we have to offer. But as important is that community give back and that community impact, because we do want to make sure we're leaving a lasting legacy after the games are played. Mm-hmm. And that means getting our locals involved, but really giving back to programs that need a leg up. And after the Final Four, they'll be stronger in our community. One example, and one of my favorites, if I can talk about Read to the Final Four, it's happening right now. We have over 15,000 third graders around the state of Arizona reading in the Read to the Final Four competition. And what I can tell you is reading at the third grade level is really important for future success with their studies as well as just in life. And so we've got these third graders reading. It's a bracket style competition. And so we're announcing the top schools. We will end up on that Final Four Friday with the top four schools that have done, you know, reading for the past several weeks. We're going to crown a champion. They're going to get out to State Farm Stadium and be recognized on court. And the kids, the stories I'm hearing, I mean, it gives me a chill because the kids are so excited about reading.
Yeah, that's incredible.
All right, real quick, we just got a few seconds left. After this is over, what's next? Now, because there's no Super Bowls on the horizon, what's next for us?
You know, for us, our goal is to do a really good job of the men's Final Four, right? Like, I take a coaching tip, which is win the game you're in. That is the best advice somebody gave me.
That's great.
And so we're going to win this one, and then we're going to be in the regular rotation, right, for the next Super Bowl. We've got women's Final Four in 2026. We've got WNBA All-Star. We got it going on in Arizona, you guys.
All right.
PhoenixFinal4.com. is the website to get all the information. 44 days.
Sign up.
Jay Perry, thanks so much for being here. Best of luck with this huge event.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.